You're now tuned into the Fully Put podcast with Mace, French, and Pox. Enjoy the listen. Where to go? Tell me where to go. Use my inner voice. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go.
There are some basic tenets that all leaders or organisation must obey to build deep trust and commitment among the people who work for them. And in a very undopamine way, it will take time, energy and the will of the people for these things to work. Before we move on from page 97 and go on to the next chapter, on the next part, is there anything else you wanted to mention or ask?
Would you like again? Not to go back to it.
Just go back if you need to.
Is like, I guess that's another reason why talking about happy pills or even the topic of I don't even know what we're talking about. But I guess that's another reason why I think about moving away is you can't even be yourself. Like at core, you at your core self. You're a given person, all right? But the way the country, I don't want to say the way the country has gone, but the way society has been over the past 5-10 years, you have been forced to, on the back of guidelines, rules, et cetera, et cetera, you have now been forced to behave a certain way. Whereas, forget even where we're from, where it's Ghana, Caribbean, et cetera, et cetera. Like, elsewhere, there are, you know, like the behavior, I've seen behaviors which are different, as in, no, take that. Or like, you know, like, yeah, just take it. It's no big deal. Do you know what I mean? Whereas here, like, that is not here anymore. I'm not saying it wasn't here, but that's not like going to get sugar from your neighbor. Them days are long gone. Do you know what I mean? I don't know why. Well, anyway, but you get my point. Those days are long gone. My neighbour will probably look at me funny if I ask him for sugar and stuff like that. Some of my neighbours are just about saying hello.
Yeah, that's the point.
Bro, there's someone lives across the road from me. I see the brother all the time. Man went in the pub, saw the guy, he looked at me like, say, I don't even live opposite.
Yeah.
It's mad. And I know I'm a man that would say hi, but I'm not gonna, like, you know, sometimes you catch an eye with someone and then you nod or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man, not like, recognize. I said, mad to me, because at the end of the day, if I saw a man breaking in your house, I'm gonna try and stop them. Mm-hmm. Or I'm gonna try and make a scene because I know you live there. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? I doubt it's gonna be the same my way, but that's how you're meant to look out for your neighbors. And the days where, like, my mum would give a key to next door if we've gone on holiday, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. To say, oh, I'm off for 2 weeks. You don't even want to tell your neighbor off for 2 weeks now. Do you get what I'm saying?
Big facts, bro.
I don't tell my neighbors I'm going away, bruv.
Yeah, it's a different generation.
I don't tell them, bruv.
It's a different generation. I know a few older folk that still do that. Like, cause I go to clients' house and they may be away. I'll see their neighbors all check in and like they'll see me approaching the house and they'll have a little look and they know, obviously they see the van or whatever. They know what I'm here for, but they look out for their neighbors and stuff. Yeah. But that tends to be more of a
older
generation. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas, maybe our generation, maybe the boomers, possibly a bit different. But yes, it seems to be becoming less togetherness in general.
And I was just thinking, like, so I was going to touch on this earlier because you mentioned when you were talking about guidelines, you're quite detailed in that. When you talk about guidelines, rules and stuff like that, and I hope I can navigate what I want to say, but like as to... It was almost like, well, we know it's almost like a one in one out kind of thing. There's so many rules and regulations, like you need a qualification in order to get, you know, qualification. There's other stuff you said that, but just say getting a job, like these are the rules and regulations. You know, you must go to school for 5 years here, da 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 da, just to get a job. Do you know what I mean? To do this, this, and this. And then there's just so much more. Do you know what I mean? And then you spoke about Ngannou and stuff like that. And there was even something else I was going to touch on, what I was thinking about. It's just so much bureaucracy back onto even the woman who got the flat just went and queued up or what have you and got her keys, whereas now in 2024, Jesus Christ, brother, Like, getting a flat from the council, I don't even know what that is like. But, like, I know that is a process in itself. Do you know what I mean? And I was even going to say something else, actually. NHS. I don't know what the conversation I heard very recently. But the fact that I have health insurance. I don't even know what I got, but I need to start fucking looking. All right, because I pay for this shit. Health insurance, life insurance, and other bits and pieces. Yeah, nobody wants to pay for it. But the reason I have these things is now because of emergency, in case I do need these things, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's just like, just too much bureaucracy, man. It's just so much, it's intense. It's too intense. But back to what, I guess why we came back is, it's just, you just can't be yourself. You can't be yourself, and that's difficult, you know what I mean? And again, with all these bureaucracy, all these rules, all that type of stuff, you need money to navigate it, do you know what I mean? And yeah, and that's another reason why I respect the internet, but it's like, and it might be another reason why there might be work to clamp down or again limit some of these things such as cryptocurrency and stuff like that, because what it does, it allows people to start skipping processes, do you know what I mean? You got people, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, well, I've got no problem with, again, we more millionaires than we've ever had, do you know what I'm saying? But again, if people are skipping some of these processes, these regulations, goes back again, speaks to even crypto, like, cashing out on this crypto, you got to fucking pay a tax, man. Once upon a time, that wasn't the case, even in regards to trading. Trading was regarded and probably still is regarded to some or most people as gambling. I don't think it was something that was taxable before. Now you got fucking, you fucking start cashing out, you got to start paying the tax. You see what I'm saying?
How was that recent?
I don't know how recent, but I mean, like, I know that was, it was known as gambling. Yeah, gambling might be the term I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that anyway. Yeah. It's mad out here.
For sure. All right. The path we choose, part four. No, skip that. No, I think we skip. No. All right, part four, how we got here. How we got there. Apologies. Chapter 11, the boom before the bust. The 1950s were defined as an era of giving one's entire life to one company and of one company expecting their people to work for their entire lives. At the end of a long career, an employee would receive their proverbial gold watch, the ultimate symbol of gratitude for a life service to the company. And it worked for a while. That's on page 105. How do you think our era has or will be defined, and what could a person expect to receive after a long service to one company? And in regards to the different generations, I can give you the different ages and names, but if you don't want me to, then I'll just...
Maybe for the listeners, I don't know if you've got...
Yeah. All right, cool. So baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. They're currently between 57 and 75 years old, and there's 71.6 million in the US. Gen X was born between 1965 and 1979/80, and is currently between 41 and 56 years old. There's 65.2 million people in the US. Gen Y, or millennials, were born between 1981 and 1994/96. They are currently between 25 and 40 years old, and there's 72.1 million of the ones. Yeah, 72.1 million. Gen Z is the newest generation, born between 97 and 2012. They are currently between 9 and 24 years old, and nearly 68 million in the US. Then there's Gen A, which is Generation Alpha, starts with children born in 2012, and we call it, and will continue at least through till 2025, maybe later. And they're approximately 48 million in the US. So, yeah, going back to the question, how do you think our era has or will be defined? And what could a person expect to receive after a long service to one company?
I can receive shit, first and foremost. All right, so that I can answer that question. that question is easy. So much so I forgot the first question. How will we be remembered? I still haven't formulated that answer. I don't know, because I'm stuck between, like, I feel like there's like almost like an in-between as to, we were still, I don't want to say manually doing things, we're stuck between technology and what will be just before. So I really don't know actually how we'll be remembered. We might be remembered as pioneers of things actually. What I mean pioneers, like the beginning of like technology and stuff like that, and scenes and things like that. But like, I think that's as far as I'd go at this moment in time. I just say, and I don't even know if it's a good thing actually. No, it is a good thing, but yeah, I'm not too sure.
That's a good, I like that term you use, pioneers, because you're spot on. I think as millennials, I feel like we're actually privileged. Like I honestly do. Not to say I've embraced everything new in technology, but we're privileged that we've got some old school norms, regards, we know what it has been like, and we've been privileged enough to live through a new millennium, because not everyone gets that chance. But then also, we've been privileged that we are young enough to embrace the new technology that has come the way that Gen X, Y, Z, which Gen is it after us? Zed. That Gen Z have fully
immersed
because they don't know about the dial-up to Tiscali broadband and your phone line just being someone ringing the phone line and your internet cuts out. They don't know about them struggles, bro. So we've been having that patience. We've been having patience of virtue. We've been known for that because the new gen, they ain't got none of that shit, bruv. Which is why a lot of them, they make their money quick and fast. They don't want to hang around in the company for a year or two. We're in the middle. There's going to be some of us who have picked up that kind of Gen Z vibe. And it's like, rah, 6 months, I'm not making my money, not doing this. I'm out, I'm doing this. And some of us actually, I've got that old school tradition. We'll do the 20, 25 year stretch with the life as them. I'm one example on my Sunday team. You get me? Done my 20 nearly. I've done it. I'm not talking about I've done 20. So we're kind of in between. I think we're blessed for that in that sense, because we know we got the old school and we got the new school. And the new school, the, what do they call these, not revolutions, they, you know, is that what they call them? You had the, what they call it? The different time periods. They call them.
Yeah.
I think revolution.
We're part of a revolution, right? Yeah. The third
evolution.
The third one. Is this the third one? Technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're very blessed in the era we were born in. I'll be honest. Very blessed. We've seen a lot. We've got to see and witness a lot. Not to say there's not going to be a lot to come, but I feel like we've been part of one of the. Is it revolution? Is that what they call it?
I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about, innit? Yeah. I feel like it's the third one. There have been two before, but yeah. I don't know if the correct term is revolution.
I know what you're talking about.
Industrial revolution. Yeah. So we're the
revolution.
So yeah, what will we remember for? Pioneers is a great term. Leaders of the old school. I don't know, bruv. Like, I don't know, but. Pioneers is a good term because we were the first to kind of come across, not me individually, but as a
collective.
We were one of the first to not come across, but definitely fully take charge of technology. Because before us there was, but it was, you'd be working on these big handsets and all them kind of things. We fully like been the first to really take charge, embrace and actually make it work. And Gen Z's running with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, really running.
They're running with it. Then Gold Watch days are done out here, bro. And I think like companies now, I think they know, man. When I speak to my Sunday people, them, the management, they know they're not dumb. People come, they do a 6 month stint, they're out. They come, they do a year stint, they're out. You're not getting the lifers no more. They know what time it is, bro. You're not really getting the lifers like that no more.
So what do you think? So you've been at a particular company for a while. Do you not think that you would get some?
I was going to ask you that,
like compensation for the loyalty, so to speak.
So, and do you know what? What I didn't point out, I've been one place and I've done a 20 stretch, and in my other thing, I've moved around. So I'm almost right in. I'm on that middle thing where I'm. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm proper like that. Just because it's written into my contract, I get 6 months paid off the 25 years. Okay. That's it. That's it.
24, 20 what, 5?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
6 months paid leave.
That's good though.
6 months paid leave.
So that would be essentially like, would you consider that the gold watch?
If you want to call it that, I'd rather take the gold watch.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, I get, but that's something that's written into man's contract. I don't know if it still is written to them people, there's contract, like the young, I don't know, but that's written into man's thing.
Okay. How do you? Yeah. I guess pioneers would be a good way of putting it. Yeah, we're definitely like the middle generation. I remember that tune by J. Cole.
Middle child.
Yeah, the middle child. Yeah, no, it was definitely, yeah, it's, because when I think back it, when I think back to when we first started secondary school, we was the first year to do IT. I don't know how it was in your school, but we was the first year to do IT in our school anyway.
Okay.
When we first started.
I can't remember.
That was, what, 96? So, yeah, we've embraced, we've known what, like May said, we've known what life's been like without social media, and we now know what life's like with social media, and
we're able to adapt. We can.
Yeah, we're young enough to be exactly involved and use it and stuff like that. Mm. All right. So the 800-pound boomer in the room. Growing up under the protection of their newly wealthy parents. The first group of boomers became teenagers in the 1960s, and like all good teenagers, they rebelled against their parents' push for them to work hard and devote themselves to a job or a company until they got that gold watch. They rejected the quiet suburbs and their parents' focus on the material wealth. That's on page 107. About to go into the next chapter, was there anything else to be mentioned? No. Mace?
There was something I wanted to ask, but I can't remember if it's this chapter, which I don't think it is. It might be the next one, but I've already missed it. Yeah, let's continue.
Do you want to find it and ask it after?
Yeah, I'll have a look, yeah.
All right, chapter 12, The Boomers All Grown Up. We are also becoming more and more comfortable with products having shorter lifespans. Other inventions of the 1980s included the disposable camera and disposable contact lenses. Disposability, another symptom of our access, was now an industry to be pioneered. We were actually looking for more things we could throw out, and there was one thing that we started to view as disposable: people. What's the difference between people and products?
I think it's a good question, but I just don't know.
The reason I do you know what? When I wrote the question, I was meant to write some of the answer because I had a point in the thought process. But from what I can recall, it relates to, again, going back to the point, it talks about being disposable. With the technology that we're now seeing that's growing, especially a technology such as AI, people are becoming more disposable and we're becoming more disposable at a fast rate. We're to the point where a lot of industries won't need people. Like even today, as we was coming to the studio, Mace, you said you went into McDonald's and
whoa,
oh, alright,
no, I didn't.
No, I'm joking. We didn't go to McD's.
I'm joking.
Nah, but like. But like basically, you didn't see none of the staff, or half the staff that would have been there ain't there because they've got technology there that you can make your orders on these boards or whatever whatnot. And yeah, it's becoming less need for people. People are becoming more disposable. So what happens with old technology? It's disposed of and new technology is made. So it then becomes even more less reason to even have people because products are just going to replace products. So yeah, just it's becoming like there's less of a disparity between the two. Like more people are becoming disposable, more as well as products becoming more disposable.
I guess my thing is, and with that, slightly misunderstood the question actually, but I mean.
You could take it how you thought.
Oh no, I still didn't even have an answer for that. No, how I understood the question was exactly how you said it. To be fair, is
what's the difference between people and products?
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking it from a company perspective. I was thinking it from my perspective, as in yourself and let's say a TikTok or what have you, what's the difference? And I was thinking, you mentioned disposable. Again, I didn't have an answer, so I haven't quite deciphered what was what. But from a company perspective, I totally understand it as to if you invest more in technology, then you're more likely to get more out of technology than you would do someone else. Again, there's no biases, et cetera, and you haven't got to deal with so much more.
Yeah, that, just I don't know if you know about the story about, what's his name? The guy that makes, he's got a film studio in America. And he does all the...
Black guy, Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Like he was making like, he was investing like 800 million in a studio. Then he found out about...
Saving money.
He found out about an AI that could produce the same, basically, work. So he put a halt to it. So imagine that, like you're plunging all this money to build a real life studio. Then you find out that this computer program can do exactly the same thing that you're going to do. So look how many people are going to now not have work or lose jobs or, do you know what I mean, not have an opportunity to apply their trade because of this one computer program. Do you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know about that. Is that recent?
Yeah. I've heard that maybe a week or two ago or something like that.
Yeah, that's recent.
But speaks to actually what I was going to say actually as to using technology to your advantage. So whether it's simple ones like ChatGPT or you're talking about TikTok, all that type of stuff, there are more people becoming wealthier or richer, et cetera, because they're leveraging what is technology. Do you know what I mean? And that's a good thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it can only be a good thing in some respect. Do you know? It's actually making me understand actually how does, again, back to that same old adage really, or question, how money works, because I always sit there and think to myself, there's more millionaires. Where's this money coming? Do you know what I mean? I really do think about this stuff. Where the fuck is this money coming from? Not as to how are they making the money, but as to, it's almost like there's an infinite amount of money in terms of...
There is, basically.
But it still baffles me sometimes that I think about it as to...
Well, money's a construct, though, essentially. It's just what we all believe in this thing called money.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all agreed to be like, okay, we believe in this term called money. If you do something, then we get this thing for it called money.
Correct.
That's it. If we just said, all right, cool, we don't believe in the system of money, then we don't believe in it. We'd have to adopt a different system. It's just a system that we've been born into. So that's all we know.
No, I understand it. I know I understand what you're saying anyway.
Mm. What about you, Mace?
What was that?
What's the difference between people and products?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You was away there, innit?
No, because the conversation moved from so much, I didn't even realize some of this question. When you said it, I was just thinking, right, both have a shelf life, both like that times out after a while. And it's becoming more and more that we're becoming more similar.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example is self-checkouts at supermarkets and shit like that. We've got more coming next month. So less tools, less actual tools with people.
It's mad though, and I know there is, I guess the companies would save money in some respect, but you still need humans to man those self-help.
Yeah, but you have one who oversees that section rather than 10 different staff members at 10 tools.
Yeah, I guess so. It'd be interesting to get the perspective of someone who works on the self-help checkout because...
Well, we all do because we bloody put the things in ourselves, isn't it?
No, but I guess
we technically work there ourselves. No, but I know what you mean.
Because it must be manic at the time. Because it sounds like, yo, any fucking danger, bro? You've been to co-op? Jesus Christ, man. Them things there is useless. Bloody hell, mate. Might as well have tills. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I prefer the human experience, but
so do I.
But some people are like, oh, that's just being having an old school mentality sort of thing.
That's what I'm bringing Gen Z and Gen A who are on the computers, who don't play outside, who don't want that social interaction.
Yeah, then they have no social skills. Then they wonder why they're having less sex.
I went from 8 to
10, No, but it's true though. I'm not lying, bro. Like, the stats are the stats, man.
Maybe that's the plan, bro, because AI is taking over anyway. We don't need as many humans. Don't need people to have sex to make babies.
Because the same we're having.
That's where there's so much promotion of all sorts of Ken fuckeries that.
The Bible doesn't.
Doesn't agree with.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
What was you going to say?
There was two things I was going to say. No, it speaks to, obviously, remember I was telling you when Mason was grabbing the food as to my niece not telling me or telling us where she was, like, and I'd speak, like, you, any, well, any swear, but yeah, but any fucking danger, you've been out for, like, God knows how long, people want to know where you, I do and don't want to explain. I guess, long story short, my mum, I had to drop my niece somewhere early in the morning, I think on Sunday, and my mum, she has to take a lot of blame for this, I think she went to church, hasn't really communicated with her during the course of the day. She's probably assuming she's going to come back. So my mum's come back from church and my niece is still out and about. Do you know what I mean? So come the evening, my mum's asking, she might have had a conversation in between with someone else, but she goes, Andrew, can you help me? I need to go collect her. I'm like, 12 hours has gone since this girl was in our presence. No one has said, yo, like, we need to collect her, et cetera, et cetera. But equally, I'm like, is she fucking stupid or something? Like, any danger are you communicating? Like, you got a mobile phone, talk with people. So I said, like, no one wanted to come, probably baby. I said, no one's coming, bro. I'm going to get myself. I'm like, well, fucking word, that's what's going to happen. So I had to let her know, like, were you, like, you all right or something? But that's what I was thinking, like, you generation mad or something or something. Don't you communicate with people? You've been gone for all day. You didn't think at one point, the person, the hairdresser, can I plug my phone in so I can communicate with my...
But again, like, it's...
Well, the battery die. Sorry, French.
She made some excuse that her battery died. She charged it at some given point, but late in the day. I said, yo, that's about 10 hours ago. You like the phone just to die and just sit there?
It's different for them, though, because they essentially grow up expecting to have a mobile phone. We didn't grow up that age expecting to have a mobile phone, so it's different. When we got our mobile phone, it was a hype. Do you know what I mean? It's like, all right, cool. I'm phoning everyone at any given moment. I'm trying to be in contact with all my 10 contacts on this phone. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas for them, it's just like, it's just a device in their palm of their hand that they're expecting to have. Like, it's just normal. Do you know what I'm saying? So that urgency to communicate on it isn't going to be as far as much as it would have been for us. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, I do. I totally understand. I'm just thinking as you were speaking, as to, like, this thing is only as good as how well you instruct
it. It's only as smart as the user.
Yeah, thank you. Where did I couldn't say it about myself. Fuck's sake. Special you lot.
All right.